BBC News with Neil Nunes. Ukrainian police have begun trying to clear thousands of anti-government protesters from their camp in central Kiev. Several tents have been set on fire as armed officers circle Independence Square. Demonstrators trying to hold their ground are throwing stones and petrol bombs and have set fire to piles of tires. At least 13 people have been killed in a day of clashes. Oleg Rybakchuk is a former leader of Ukraine's Orange Revolution.
It's unprecedented. I don't think that modern world, 21st century, has seen something of this scale and violence from heavily armed police. I emphasize again, they are armed with Kalashnikovs. There are armed personnel carriers. There are 3 water guns, and they fired the whole Independence Square. And the people are surrounded. People have no place to run away. The underground is paralyzed, so there is no metro. Underground is not working. The whole city is sealed by police, not letting people in and out. So it looks like they are squeezing Independence Square.
Foreign governments, including the U.S. and Germany, have appealed for restraint. Demonstrators have been demanding the resignation of President Viktor Yanukovych for months. A Venezuelan opposition leader accused of inciting violence during recent protests has handed himself in to the authorities. Leopoldo Lopez surrendered as supporters and opponents of the government held rival rallies in Caracas. Irene Caselli is there.
I beg you to remain cautious and avoid confrontation. This is what Leopoldo Lopez told the crowd of supporters as he walked towards the National Guard and handed himself over. He said he could have left the country or gone into hiding, but he had nothing to hide. I am innocent, he said. Authorities say Mr. Lopez was responsible for the death of 3 people during last week's protests. Thousands are still gathered in eastern Caracas wearing white in support of Mr. Lopez as a rival march takes place on the other side of the city.
The president of Colombia, Juan Manuel Santos, has dismissed the head of the armed forces, General Leonardo Barrero, following allegations of massive corruption in military procurement contracts. 4 other generals have also been sacked after the scandal was exposed by the media. Arturo Wallace has this report from Colombia.
The scandal broke on Sunday when local magazine Semana published a series of secret recordings that suggest corrupt army officers may have been siphoning off huge amounts of money from military contracts. And in one of those recordings, General Barrero could be heard telling the main suspect, a lieutenant colonel who is also being investigated for alleged human rights abuses, to organize like a mob against the public prosecutors.
World News from the BBC. A judge in Spain has ordered 2 former executives of a failed bank to stand trial for fraud. The regional savings bank CAM was bailed out with public money in 2011 and then sold to a bigger bank for the symbolic sum of 1 euro as part of an effort to stabilize Spain's financial sector after the crisis of 2008. Egypt's Prime Minister Hazem El Bablawi has told state television that Islamist militants in the Sinai Peninsula are becoming a threat to foreign tourists. The authorities say they are taking precautions to protect visitors. Ola Guerin is in Cairo.
There's renewed concern about the risk to foreign tourists here since 3 South Koreans were killed on Sunday in a suicide attack in Sinai. That was carried out by Ansar Bayt al-Muqdis, the most active Islamic militant group in Egypt. The al-Qaeda-inspired militants have focused on security targets so far, but the fear is they may be opening a new front. After Sunday's bombing, the militants said they would wage war on economic interests.
The governing body of world football, FIFA, has decided the Brazilian city of Curitiba will host matches during this year's World Cup despite delays in renovating its stadium. FIFA Secretary General Jerome Vog said he was satisfied with the progress of the work but warned that it had to continue at the highest pace. The Arena de Barchada will host 4 games. The World Cup kicks off on the 12th of June. One of the world's most distinguished authors, Mavis Gallant, has died at the age of 91. She won international recognition as a short story writer. More than 100 of her stories were published in the New Yorker magazine. She also wrote 2 novels, Green Water, Green Sky, and A Fairly Good Time. BBC News.